It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
And this is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. What a day for the Bears yesterday against the Rams, and what a day for Jay Cutler, who's improved this season, says John Fox.
I think he's playing the quarterback position exceptionally well. You know, I think he's converted this on third down, although yesterday wasn't our highest totals in that area. You know, we've tried to eliminate the turnovers, whether it be sack fumbles or interceptions. Getting this in the right play.
Cutler threw for 345 yards, a pair of touchdowns in the victory over St. Louis. Bears' next opponent, the Denver Broncos, and Peyton Manning is not going to play due to a plantar fascia tear. Brock Osweiler will get the start instead. And safety T.J. Ward, he's not going to be suspended despite an illegal hit that he committed yesterday, but he will reportedly be fined. Saints head coach Sean Payton has said that Rob Ryan's still going to be his defensive coordinator despite rumors that he's about to get fired. Also in the NFL, Giants receiver Victor Cruz to have season-ending calf surgery. And for Derrick Rose, blurred vision still a problem for him, but he's going to be able to play for the Bulls tonight. They take on the Pacers at the United Center. Bulls shooting around today earlier, getting ready for that game tonight. This update brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And hey, sports fans, listen to 670 The Score for your chance to win VIP tickets to the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular November 20th through the 22nd. Visit fanaticsshows.com for more information. 670 weather, cloudy, chance of rain tonight, low of 49, windy and some rain tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Go Bears!
Bears Monday.
As the Bears come in and rip the Rams 37-13.
Breaking down yesterday's game.
Tucker, end zone, touchdown. Second of the day for Zach Miller. Jay Keller on that drive. 7 of 7 for 41 yards.
You know, without watching the tape, it's really hard. I really like one of his audibles on a third down play. He continues to kind of amaze me. You know, he kind of ceases to amaze me, just, you know, his growth and what we're doing.
We had to run the ball consistently and efficiently to be able to compete with these guys. And we just got some big plays. Offensive line made my life easy.
Touchdown! Zach Miller does it again! He goes 87 yards and looked fast doing it.
First day he got with us, you could just tell that this guy knows how to play football. He knows how to run routes and battle through injuries. It couldn't happen to a better guy.
Yeah, we spent time with each other off the field, so obviously we're starting to trust each other, but it's starting to get there, and we're just going to keep building and keep working.
A fade to black moment in St. Louis.
I mean, I consider St. Louis Seattle's little brothers, so it's a bunch of front runners. I mean, 97, he's a little So, I mean, overall, I'm just happy to go out there and kick that.
Taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys. Chicago Bears.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a Bears fan.
Well, what happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Monday.
You know, I'm not a big stat guy. I mean, there's only one important stat to me, and that's winning.
Yeah! With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Thanks you to WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9, our fine sister station, for much of that. And that is correct, by the way, that number 97 is a little bit.
Boy, Martellus, is there more of that?
A little. No, that was about it.
That's pretty good stuff there.
He's a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit something.
A little bit.
Well, it is that time when we are taking phone calls on Bears Monday. Because, you know, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, we get pretty guesty. And we know people love to reach out and talk to
us. Oh, we got guesty. We're
on
guesty.
On Wednesdays, Thursdays, we're incredibly guesty. And even more so this Thursday.
And gusty.
Somebody special joining us on Thursday. And so this is the time to get your Bears thoughts. I guess I look at it this way. And by the way, 312-644-6767. They're not really, wouldn't say, ooh, they're in it. But they're not out of it.
They are in it, though. Fact is, they are. Because everybody is basically 4-5 or 4-6. You know, I mean, there's nobody that's a standout in the NFC. Nobody is. You're the two teams that are ahead of you. One of them's going to win a division. Atlanta's probably going to win that division. They're 6-3, and you know they're going to go the wrong way. And the Packers are 6-3, sitting in second, and you have a game with them coming up.
And they're falling apart.
Doesn't it seem to you, or is it my imagination that the teams that I mean, that's the Lions, for the love of God. That's the Lions that you could not handle. So I think there's a, you know, as much as you hate to say it, I just think there's a certain, because everybody in the NFC is basically 4-5. So they are right in it. They're right in it. You're looking at a wild card team, and there's nobody really chasing the Panthers. That's kind of over, right? I mean, that's what you're looking at.
This is Chip, who claims to be calling from either D-Town or D-Town.
Or
D-Town. I like to call it D-Town.
What town is it? What is D-Town?
DeKalb, Illinois. You guys were just there.
But no, who calls it D-Town? No,
yeah, who calls? You know, I went to school there. You know, I'm a proud Husky. And I'm especially proud of this fine football effort, even though they made no effort to come over and see us. But We never called it D-Town. Is that new?
No, it's just me, man. That's who I am, man. I call it D-Town because it's where I live. And if I lived in Aurora Town, it'd be A-Town. So.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Go ahead.
Langford obviously can play in the NFL, and it's exciting to watch him. I know that Ryan Pace drafted him. Do you feel like because Langford is such a hit, and I realize there's a lot of factors that go into this, but this year, right now, this minute, Langford is kicking some serious ass. And does that speak well for Ryan Pace moving forward? Because I certainly feel like...
Well, it's just better than the alternative. I mean, it's better than having a guy who sucks. At least we know there's a good chance he doesn't suck. So I would start there. Okay. I wouldn't start kicking ass. I would say that if he can simply be a responsible professional running back, there's nothing that I've seen so far given more opportunity that has turned me off or has me increasing any doubt. So that's good.
Agreed.
Right, but the question is about Pace and not Langford.
You can't judge Pace without a much larger sample size.
Yeah, but it's all right. It's exciting and a move in the right direction.
I would say this because you haven't seen your first pick yet. You have not seen your first pick, right? So I would say when you look at this draft class, some of whom the Bears have already grown to count on, that by what you look at it, you like what you see. Does that mean you like what you see in a year from now? I don't know.
No, but look, you got a fifth-round pick in Amos who's playing like a much higher pick, playing at a much higher level than you expect a fifth-round pick to play.
That's right.
And you have a fourth-round pick in Langford who, so far in these two games, you can probably say the same.
So I think that makes you decent, doesn't it not? I mean, and your third-round pick was the center, right? And he's been hurt, but he was also on the field starting for you.
And the second round pick has become a solid starter in the middle of an improved defense. So even with Kevin White out, you would have to say a moderate thumbs up to this point. And not to mention the number of undrafted
guys that he's picked off waiver wires and practice squads.
I don't know who they are
and other rosters. I don't know who Bryce Callahan is.
I don't either. I know they can't live without him.
I know Bryce Callahan's very, very small, and when he's not in the game and Sherrick McManus is in the game, the Bears are bad. So he's certainly better than bad.
Woohoo! He's better
than bad. Kendall in Naperville, or as he likes to call it, N-Town, is next on the score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, he's definitely better than bad. I mean, when you compare him to Phil Emery's draft, where everyone was bad immediately, it seemed.
Well, but at least he didn't keep us guessing.
No, right, exactly. At least there's a little drama here. But I was wondering, Adam Gase, we had talked about this earlier, that Adam Gase seems like he's going to be a hot coaching candidate, and he's done nothing to... he's not done nothing to hurt those chances. Do you think if the Bears were to say to him, hey, you know, Fox is an older guy, this is your job if you want it, is that unprecedented? Do you think that would ever happen? Because I'd love to keep this guy around.
Everybody's looking for creative ways to keep him around.
Yeah, Hub was looking for a way the other day, Kendall. Just pay him a lot of money. I saw somebody else suggest that. Just pay him a lot of money. Pay him whatever it takes to keep him. But the thing is, it's hard to say, you know, well, don't worry, we'll push aside the son of a Navy SEAL. You can never say those words, you push aside the son of a Navy SEAL, even if he isn't the son of a Navy SEAL. You can't say that. So, no, I think that chances are that this guy wants his own show, his own team. And do you think, as you look around, Kendall, and you look around at the NFC and the AFC, you think some teams are struggling offensively that you think maybe could be better than that?
Several. Yeah. All teams think that because nobody can find a consistent offensive line.
I mean, they're all hurt. A lot of them are hurt.
Even the Broncos, you know, if you could start Brock Osweiler back there, but you still need to be able to block for some of these guys.
So, anyway, here's the Bears are in it because everybody else, the two teams are 6-3, and everybody else is 4-5. You got your division leaders, right? That's not going to change, I don't think. Looks to me like the Cardinals are pretty well on their way. Well, of course, I don't know what's going to happen, but the leader is 5-5.
Well, somebody's very angry here who says, you guys need to look at the standings.
I am. Looking right at them.
There are two teams above the Bears for the wild card. The Packers and the Falcons are both 6-3.
Right.
I know, but do you think they're any good? Do you think the Packers and Falcons are good?
No. I don't. The Falcons just got beat by the Niners.
You know, actually, including the Packers and Falcons, there's actually 7 teams above the Bears. So just that guy wants to
total,
know.
Yes.
That for sure.
Total number, yes.
Yeah, 7. That's a lot.
That's why the Bears are not necessarily in it, but they're not out of it yet.
No, that's a better way to put it. Because they're not out of it yet just because the NFC blows.
Right.
Correct.
And that's cause for excitement and parades.
I mean, as it sits right now, Carolina, Arizona are 1-2. They get the bye. Then you have the Falcons going to Minnesota, and you have the Packers going to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 5-5, 6-3, 6-3. That's...
So I mean they're not I know you get it, you're not going to win the division. I don't think you're not going to catch the Vikings, but I mean I don't think the Falcons are going in the right direction. I don't think the Packers are either.
Rick in Rockford, you're on the score.
Hey guys, how are we doing today?
We're great.
Okay.
Hey, just to talk of what's going to happen next year with Gase. Do you think at some point when Gase was brought on for John Fox, was that something that was in the works to say, hey, I'll get this thing going. You stay with me.
No, it wasn't. I don't know how many variations of this call that we've taken. What was in the works was Gase had the Niners job. He had a handshake offer to be the Niners head coach. And then at the last minute, they wanted to force him to make Jim Tomsula the defensive coordinator instead of Vic Fangio. So he walked out, sensing that deal got queered, and he took Fangio with him, and there happened to be open landing places for both of them here in Chicago, which is just dumb luck. That's what happened.
Yeah, and don't believe me, there'll be another offer, too. Although, I'll tell you what, Jim Tomsula's coached him up out there. That's a good move by them. Look, the bottom line is very simple. Even though we all love Adam Gase, we'd love to see him stay. And there's too many teams that need him. I mean, you can't, and you could say, well, we'll pay you every dime that the Dolphins is going to pay you. I still think he goes and takes the job.
It's not the same. Yeah, he's made it clear it's what he wants to do. It's his turn. It's his time. He's young enough. It's the time to do it.
And he's also really talented at what he does, by the way.
Doesn't mean he can be a good head coach necessarily.
No, does not. Because I see a lot of offensive coordinators I like. I wouldn't name head coach.
a note from Stonecutter, who said, when you were looking at that list of great quarterbacks in their final games, he said, but all those great 90s quarterbacks, with the exception of Young and Montana, have numbers that look aggressively pedestrian today.
Mm-hmm.
Marino, career rating, 86.4. Elway, 79.9. Warren Moon, 80.9. Boomer, 81.1. Aikman, 81.6. Jim Kelly, 84.4. If you look at the best career ratings all time, 8 of the top 10 are active. The two who aren't are Kurt Warner, 10th, who played as recently as 6 years ago, and Steve Young at 4th. Joe Montana's 11th at 92.3. Jay Cutler's career rating of 85.8 makes him 24th all-time in the history of the NFL. Matt Schaub, Matt Ryan, Ryan Tannehill, Joe Flacco, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Andy Dalton, and Carson Palmer are all between 12 and 30 on the all-time list. Matt Stafford, Alex Smith, Eli Manning, all in the 30s. 54th all-time, Kyle Orton. It isn't to say that any of these guys is better than Elway and Marino.
They're not.
Just that what Elway, Marino, and Aikman et al. Were asked to do is completely different from what quarterbacks are asked to do now. It also just shows how brilliant Bill Walsh was. Yes.
Absolutely right.
Well put together and right on all counts.
Mm-hmm.
Mike from Kerry about the Aaron Rodgers comments.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hearing Aaron Rodgers talk about the fan during the moment of silence, I feel compelled to comment. Having gone to several games at Lambeau Field, I can bear witness to the racist idiocy that is the norm in Green Bay. Probably knows Norm. It's probably one of the racists. The football holy land typically houses 4 people who are literate and 75,000 who settle down to their blaze orange and cheese heads that are read bedtime stories by xenophobic jackasses intent on getting Donald Trump elected. Look no further than the comments section on any article referencing Rogers' comments to discover a plethora of evidence and soul-crushingly blind hatred. Though my sports hate of Aaron Rodgers remains at an all-time high, and watching him struggle brings a smile to my Bear fan face.
He is doing that.
My respect for him as a person is undeniable. I applaud his efforts to bring a bit of civility to football Mecca and stand up to the bigots who literally own his team. I agree. Good for him. That kind of stuff just sucks, and it makes people cringe.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a very smart guy, man, and he is really something. I talked about that story about a month ago in SI about him and what he's like. And I mean, he is all of that. It's not like that's some phony thing he just did. That's who he is.
We're going to have Zach Zaidman joining us in just a little bit. But if you follow Zach on Twitter, as I do, you would note this. Bears tight end Zach Miller says Phil Emery, the man who brought him to Chicago, has texted him over the past 2 weeks. So Phil's look at me. Don't forget about me. Don't forget about I brought you here.
Wow. I mean, I if you'd have told me he'd have 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks, I'd have said, you are so drunk. You don't know what you're talking about.
He told me that he'd catch a stick route and turn and ramble 87 yards? You kidding?
I still can't believe he made 87 yards. Well, God bless him.
I'm sorry. I got a little hoarse here.
Andy and Glenn Ellen, you're on the score.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy.
A couple reasons why the numbers in the 90s are a lot higher or a lot lower than the numbers now for quarterback rating. You could mug a receiver.
Yes.
In the
90s. Oh, no, I know all the Sure. I know the reasons for it, that the league has changed, the rules have changed, the game has changed.
And then the other thing is we didn't have these huge basketball players playing out at tight end and at the wide receiver. If you remember Marino, he had a bunch of guys that were like 5'7", 5'8".
Well,
same with Elway. He had a lot of short receivers. They did not have the quality of receivers.
3 amigos? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they weren't very big.
Yeah, now everybody's got some of these prototype bodies because it's become a fashionable position where a lot of people who would have otherwise been pigeonholed at another position at a very young age are being encouraged to be wide receivers.
And the Bears did this without their big guy really being able to move very well. He didn't do anything. I mean, there was nothing that Alshon... And for the love of God, could somebody please covering the NFL know his name?
They just please? They can't figure it out. I mean, you're a broadcaster. I know that.
Thank you for the call.
That a guy in a bar, I get that.
I hear it all the time, yeah.
We are callers.
But
you've had an entire week to prepare for one game. The least you can do it. And I get occasionally misspeaking. We all do it.
Sure.
But multiple times... to get his name wrong. That's not a bum. That's not a scrub making a special teams tackle where your spotter is pointing to your card and you say, oh, yeah, what was that
and
name again?
Doesn't anybody during the course say something to you?
Somebody in the truck is going to say,
yeah, don't they say, hey,
just whisper in your ear, it's Jeffrey.
It's Alshon Jeffrey. Can you say that? I mean, it goes on the entire game. I understand, I guess, somebody who does their homework and still doesn't know, but all it takes is one guy to say, hey, no. And it goes on week after week after week after week. I find it, is it that difficult? Is everybody named Jeffries? Nobody's named Jeffrey, that's it? They're all Jeffries?
No, it was Haywood Jeffries, but
Haywood Jeffries, oh my God.
He spelled it Jeffires.
Jeffires, he did.
Mm-hmm. A Bear for a brief time, but never played a game. He was in camp with the Bears, and people were excited. Hey, there's a receiver that somebody's heard of, and is he any good? No.
We should call Ian Eagle and warn him and tell him that.
That's the guy who pronounces his name wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I would say, hey, big stroker, if you get this wrong, it's your ass.
We're going to talk to him on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be your ass.
Well, we know he's already told us he's occasionally high while he's broadcasting.
I know.
So it could happen. He would just say the same thing.
I'm just so like glad to have somebody else broadcasting.
I know.
Great.
To have somebody we've heard of.
Yes, it's good.
That's actually good.
And I like
the
NFL's
fun. They're a great crew. Yeah, the two of them get along and they play off of each other well. They're comfortable with each other.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask them who the Bears receiver is.
We'll tell him Thursday.
Who's 17? Tell me who it is.
Because it's epidemic. It's everywhere in the league.
Everywhere. I don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Well, it was that.
You're paid quite handsomely to just say a name right.
He nails it.
No, he missed.
No, we missed it.
And then we said, Ian, what happened? And he said, I was high. Okay, then. We're Boris and Bernstein. Most days we do the second half, but not on Bears Mondays. No, we keep talking about this resurgent team. Coach Foxy and his mates and his ship into the calm waters. 312-644-6767. You got the score.
We'll cross that bridge when it happens.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I have to say, as crazy as the NFL weekend was, nothing from the Shield even came close to the jolt that we all received from MMA, because on Saturday night, the face of the sport was gushing blood and unconscious. But don't believe that hype that Holly Holm knocking out Ronda Rousey was some kind of crazy surprise. There is no such thing as that in that sport. Everybody loses eventually, even Ronda. No, the shock wasn't that Ronda lost, it's how she lost. It's not that Holly Holm beat her, it's that she beat her down for every second of that fight. Ronda was out on her feet and asleep on her back. And that was not a dominant champ who dominates a fight and then simply gets caught with a shot and goes down. Holm owned her from the second they stepped into the cage. Ronda's proud. Ronda is as tough as they come, and she'll be back. Hopefully this time with a much better strategy and a little more respect for her challenger. For now, tip your hat to the new champ. She was incredible. I'm Jim Rome.
The Hooters Calendar Girls are coming to town, and we'd love to meet you.
Meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls in person at all Chicagoland area locations this week. Visit originalhooters.com for dates and times. The Hooters Calendar makes a great gift. Better yet, get one for yourself. Or support Operation Calendar Drop, and we'll send it to the troops. Plus, get $75 in coupons with every purchase.
Don't miss your chance to meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls this week. Visit originalhooters.com for dates and times. Come see us. We can't wait to meet you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Round Lake Beach, Vernon Hills, and Northbrook, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's home loan expert. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. I get my clients lower rates, lower payments, and I can even help get rid of that PMI. And if I'm not doing your loan, you're not getting the best deal, plain and simple. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727, or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Firestone.
Tomorrow night, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes and Chicago Bears Sam Acho from 6 to 10 p.m. live at Emil's, 161 Center Street in Grays Lake, for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jeff Triplett and his crew trying to sort things out.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 24, the receiving team. Rips a 15-yard half the distance to the goal. It'll be first down. Timeout.
I've always liked Jeff Triplett. He's just sort of had this sort of southern discombobulation to him that I find somewhat endearing, that it's always been, well,
We got half the distance or not. And
did I hear right? And I know he's not the son of a Navy SEAL, but I think I heard correctly that he was a colonel in the Army Reserves, or a colonel in the Army. It's like they mentioned that he's kind of military something, but he's a damn full bird colonel. Did you know that, Jeff Triplett?
No, I did not.
I don't know if he's the son of a Navy SEAL, though.
Let me tell you something. Your life is so much better if you're the son of a Navy SEAL.
But that's not easy. Even if it is the reserves, that's not, I mean, a colonel, that's one step below general. Isn't that kind of a big deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and by the way, he loves himself some Willie Young ass, doesn't he? Yeah, after, you see what he did? You know, while Willie Young's doing his fishing thing, and Jeff Triplett, like, after he got knocked out of bounds, Triplett went over there and he, like, complimented him, and then he just started caressing his ass. It was really aggressive.
I think that's okay.
Nice interception, and it looks like you caught a big pantomime fish right there. Mind if I just kind of rub your big black ass for a while? Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm Jeff Triplett. Half the distance to the end zone right here. I got the full distance to the end zone. We got a timeout on the field.
The record show, I want no part of this.
Am I the only one that saw something that was a little much?
I don't remember that. I might have been flipping to another game or something.
I think you might have been flipping to another game.
I kept an eye on games.
Okay, because he walked. He was just kind of saying, pat, like one pat is
one
fine.
One pat's okay, and then two pats, and then a stroke is too much.
It was more than two. It's like it kept going a little bit there. It wasn't quite Cesar is Taurus.
That's just a full examination.
Yes, that's entire.
You need testing that.
That you got to have an MD, I think, to do most of that. But that's the all time there.
I guess I missed it. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I did not see the. I thought Willie Young did okay yesterday in the role. I mean,
he did.
Yeah, I thought he's. No, because he's been sort of searching around and wondering, what the hell do I do here? He's been getting a little more playing time, and you know what? That's what he does.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
But again, Nick Foles.
Yeah, I know.
You can break on the ball because
he's
telling you, I'm about to throw it over here. Start your break on the ball, gentlemen. All right, we got a Bears update and then more stuff. Maybe somebody can confirm what I saw, or maybe I'm just completely drunk. I don't know.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Visit any Jewel Osco and you could win big during football season with the Score Great Deal Sweepstakes. Hello, I'm Zach Zidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
We probably clicked as well as we have all season long. On a short week on the road against an NFC opponent, which we hadn't done yet.
John Fox the day after his team snapped a 10-game losing streak to NFC opponents, beating the Rams 37-13. This upcoming Sunday, though, Fox and the Bears will host Denver, his former team.
Somebody asked me about, the familiarity and all that. So when you've been doing this for 26 years, you kind of run into a lot of people you know. When you're with your eighth team, you end up playing your ex-team a bunch.
But rarely a year after leading that team to a fourth consecutive playoff berth. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Bears then are going to play the Broncos coming up this week. Peyton Manning is not going to play in that game. He's out with a plantar fascia tear. That means the start going to go to Brock Osweiler. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo expected to be cleared to practice Wednesday and should play Sunday. He returns from a broken collarbone. Dallas has lost every game that he's missed. Elsewhere, Saints defensive coordinator Rob Ryan still has his job. Head coach Sean Payton said Ryan's still part of the staff, even though there are reports he's going to be fired. And Giants receiver Victor Cruz to have season-ending calf surgery. Bulls will take on the Pacers tonight at the United Center. George Hill is not going to play for Indiana. He has a respiratory infection. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join the Score and Dos Equis at Fat Poor Tap in Chicago Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This portion of the score brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
We're going to have Zach joining us in just a little bit with the latest on everything that's going on. The Bears finding out that they'll be going up against Brock Osweiler. Maybe get some reaction to that. So Tanner says, absolutely noticed Jeff Triplett. It was at least six extra ass pats. Tony in Streamwood says, I noticed it too, but it looked like he was trying to get his attention so he could get the ball from him. Strange way to do it. He wouldn't give up that ball. It's his first interception. He's taking that ball. It was clear. He walked away with the ball. He wouldn't. You can pat his ass all day.
Well, maybe not all day.
Do more than
at some
that.
Point he's going to give
he's
in.
He's not getting the ball. But
at some point he's giving in. You pat his ass all day. He's giving in.
Well, I don't know.
You got to get the ball. You'll get something.
Yeah, quid pro quo. You'll get something.
But, yeah.
Chris in Oak Park, you're on the score.
He did.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he was all over that ass.
Wow,
it was a multi-pat exercise that he was engaged in.
That's what I thought too. It was like the camera's right there, and you think, okay, well, hey, nice job, big fella. And then it's like, nice job, big fella. And here's a little bit of this, and here's some more of this, and well, I kind of like it down here.
No, he was there was some dating going on during the course of that exchange.
It's cuffing season.
That's how you get through boot camp.
Well, hey, he's a full bird colonel. He can do whatever he wants.
Some would say a full-blown colonel.
Well, no. I think the term is full bird.
It is full bird, but also full-blown.
Well, there's lieutenant colonel. Well, that's a different kind of colonel.
That's a different colonel. But I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I must have been something that I was watching or was interested in and I went back to. Did not see it. Because there was a lot of interesting stuff. It wasn't great football yesterday by any stretch, but a lot of interesting games. And a lot of teams that you think were good are...
Jeff Triplett, retired Army Reserve colonel. He was awarded the Bronze Star for actions in the Gulf War while serving in the North Carolina Army National Guard. Hmm. Well, that must be an interesting platoon.
I think that makes you friends.
He's Terry Boris.
I think that's what it does for you.
I'm Dan Bernstein, and Zach Zaidman will get us caught up on all things Bears. The very latest is yours next on the score.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9 to 1. Hey, what do you know? The Bears get a win over the Rams. That makes two in a row. Keep it here as we recap the victory and take a look at their next matchup. Oh boy, the Broncos. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
With a perfectly prepared filet and your choice of succulent crab cake, scallops, or shrimp, plus a salad and side for just $55. It pairs perfectly with great company, your favorite wine, and an appreciation for the finer things in life. A modern take on the
The new Capital One Auto Navigator can give anyone smooth car buying swagger. So if your mom says,
I've got this deal locked down,
what she means is,
I just estimated my monthly car payment, checked dealer inventories, and reviewed car history.
With Auto Navigator, anyone can own the car buying process. Get started with rates as low as 1.99% APR today at CapitalOne.com. Subject to credit approval, rate is a 3115 with excellent substantial credit. Visit our website for current rates, which vary and are subject to change without notice. Certain features only available in select markets. Offered by Capital One NA.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit numale.com. That's numale.com.
Steakhouse
vehicle purchase will be there, and as I've said before, the deal you will get will be the same one we always give, the best deal possible. And during the holidays and every day, there's always a Muller in the house to make that happen.
Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates on Higgins Road, just west of Gulf Road. Get our best prices of the year during the Acura Oh What Fun It Is to Drive event. And now, the same great Muller commitment at the new Muller Acura of Merrillville on Route 30, just 3 miles west of I-65.
Come.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
I think you can finally begin to get some of those takeaways.
Okay, are you calling it?
Yeah, why not?
Over the middle, snagged out of the air by Fuller on the interception at the 40. Kyle Fuller takes it away.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
This is the score, right?
No, it's News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM.
Zach Zaidman.
Here with the quarterback, Jay Cutler. Do you have the highest passer rating of your career in a game today, 151? What does that mean to you?
It's huge. I mean, it just says how hard everyone's working on offense. I mean, I didn't do that much, I mean, to be honest. I threw a few short checkdowns, and guys made some plays. The offensive line, when it gets a heck of a front today, blocked your tails off, and can't say enough about the defense. Made life easy.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Zach is brought to you by Napleton's Arlington Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Napleton's, second to none since 1931.
He is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So I wonder how Hallis Hall is handling the news that it won't be Peyton Manning.
It's a great question that you ask. The Bears players were in meetings at the time that Gary Kubiak, the head coach of the Broncos, announced the switch that Brock Osweiler indeed was going to be the starting quarterback this week against the Bears at Soldier Field. So the first Bears player to publicly comment on this switch is Shea McClellan.
You know, it's not about, you know, who's at quarterback or who's playing or whatever. It's about how we execute. So we just got to take it that way and, you know, game plan through the week and then execute on Sunday.
What was your initial reaction
same as if we were playing Peyton. I mean, my mind doesn't change. I don't think anyone's. I mean, nameless and faceless, that's how we look at guys.
Well, it helps that that face isn't Peyton Manning. And
that's a lie. Not a quarterback. You can't go nameless and faceless at quarterback. I'm sorry. I know what he's saying, but that would be really stupid.
They're saying the right things publicly, which is what you have to do. And remember, that's John Fox's motto, and the players have carried it over, that you're going to understate and overperform. That's really the way the Bears have operated this year publicly in front of those microphones and on the field on game day. So that's just the way it's going to be. What is interesting is that you heard in the open coming in about Jay Cutler talking about the Rams and how he didn't do much even though he got that 151 passer rating. And if you remember, guys, last week we talked about how over the next couple of weeks you'll find out if this new Jay Cutler is for real. And he's certainly off to a terrific start because the defenses that the Bears had faced, with the exception of Minnesota, they weren't that great during this stretch since he's come back from the hamstring injury. St. Louis, a very powerful defense. And the reason that Cutler said he didn't do much is because that was great coaching by the Bears. The Rams on passes of over 20-plus air yards, meaning those bombs, not a short pass where a guy then makes something out of nothing. I'm talking about ball in the air for 20-plus air yards. Only two completions against the Rams this season coming into that game against the Bears. Three interceptions, and quarterbacks had a 7.7 passer rating in those situations. So what did the Bears coaching staff do? Adam Gase adjusted. Everything was short, the screen game, and it worked to perfection because I think it caught the Rams off guard. The Bears were able to use their athletes with big-time speed in space like Zach Miller and Jeremy Langford, and they were able to make a statement with their offense right away and soften that defense up, and the Bears were able to take advantage in a way that I don't think any of us expected.
Did you know Zach Miller was that fast? Be honest.
Yes. Okay. Remember, I did a whole Bears All Access show with him.
I know, but it's not like you're running him through sprints or anything. You did a shuttle drill with him?
We do when I have the ability to stretch out the hamstrings. You know, I don't want to put myself in a situation where I get hurt during any of these shows.
Oh, but God forbid,
The reason I say that, and no, please call me Zach. The reason I say that is because he talked about how when he was at Nebraska initially, he went to the University of Nebraska, one of the big-time schools, but they didn't want him because he was a quarterback back then. But he was more of an option guy because he had that great athleticism. So he transferred to Nebraska Omaha, and one of the reasons that he was highly touted by some of these scouts and they wanted to take a look at him for the position change to tight end is because he had this great athleticism and speed and size. So I did know about it, but the guy's been banged up, so you really haven't had an opportunity to see him do what he's been able to do over the last couple of weeks, and he's made the most of the opportunities that he's gotten.
Well, that's what I mean about banged up. You know, it's one thing to say when he was in college at the combine, he ran a 4.4, but that's a long time ago and a lot of stuff wrong ago, so that's why I didn't know he could still run that fast.
Yes, he can.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's got great hands, obviously, as you saw. And what was interesting, we had a chance to talk to him today. Over the last couple of weeks, he's gotten a lot of text messages and phone calls from some of his former coaches. Mike Tice, remember I told you the Mike Tice story with him? Mike Tice was his first coach in Jacksonville. Yeah, Tice texted him after the Monday night game against San Diego. And Zach Miller said today that Phil Emery, the man responsible for bringing Miller to Chicago, has actually reached out via text to congratulate him for his performances over the last couple of weeks.
Where is Phil Emery, by the way?
No one knows. It's a secret.
Cabin?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Really?
Why don't you guys reach out to him?
Reach out. Well, I'd love to talk to Phil Emery just about life.
I'm sure he was a fan of your show during the time that he was the general manager.
I do know he listened a lot.
Yeah, he listened every day. He loved this show.
Yeah,
he did. He admitted listening a lot, and he did. And I know there's a lot of bad blood when he left, and he's cussing people out right and left. And he saw the Senior Bowl and that whole thing.
Yeah, but Jerry Angelo speaks to us. It was the same thing. That was not a. He's
people get over that.
Yeah. Well, listen, Phil. Phil made a mistake by letting go of Lovie and hiring Mark Trestman to replace him. But there were a lot of Phil Emery players on the field yesterday that were contributors in that victory against the Rams. Shea McClellan was one of them in his return to the lineup.
He played great.
In his return to the lineup as an inside linebacker, the play caller. And McClellan met with the media today after more than just the Osweiler, Peyton Manning stuff, and you know, talked about how early in his career he was forced to play defensive end, which clearly was a position that wasn't right for him. And he was very candid about how his career might have taken off if he was playing the position that he's playing now. Take a listen.
You know, I always have those thoughts, and definitely with Urlacher and Lance here, I think that would have helped out at a young age, and just learning from those guys, I think it would have helped out a lot. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, I'm going to do what the coaches tell me. So coming in, they wanted to play D-end, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to argue with them. So, I mean, it is what it is.
So
but
it's not really a regret then, right?
I mean, I can't really regret it because, you know, I've had you know, the coaches told me that they wanted me to play DN, so, I mean, it wasn't my choice, you know what I mean? So I was just playing, I was trying to do the best that I could at that position.
Do you ever miss rushing the passer off the edge?
Yeah, I miss it, man. It's fun. Hit the quarterback, that's the best job in NFL, right? Except you get fined for it now. So
it's clear that the best player on the board available at the time to play the position in a 4-3 defense, the one that the Bears were playing when McClellan was first drafted, Chandler Jones, and he continues to light it up for New England, and you just wonder what it would be like if he had been here the entire time playing alongside Julius Peppers. But that's previous history. At least Vic Fangio was able to correctly identify where Shea McClellan could be the best contributor for this season, and you know, we'll see if that means something going forward, if he's playing the position at a high level enough for them to continue to want him to be there. A couple of the other contributors that Phil Emery brought in, Lamar Houston, he's raised his level of play over the last couple of weeks, and Willie Young as well. And the reason I bring those guys up is the team defense concept, and McClellan talked about this at the podium today, how guys are selfless on defense. And I'll give you an example of what that means when you're playing defense. For example, one of Lamar Houston's sacks last week against San Diego at the tail end of the game that helped the Bears clinch that victory against the Chargers. Willie Young, you know, you're at the end of the game. You know the quarterback's throwing. Technically, if you're playing outside linebacker, you can go. You can go straight right after the quarterback. But instead, Willie Young dropped into coverage, which is not his forte, not something that he loves to do, but something that he did there, and it bought the Bears enough time to get a coverage sack, and Lamar Houston was able to get it. So those are the kinds of little things that we don't talk about that have helped the Bears defensively get to the position where they're at right now.
What can you tell us about Bryce Callahan, who remains just sort of a mystery
to some
of us, that he's played himself somehow into being important enough that it keeps Sherrick McManus off the field, and this undrafted little guy from Rice, at least you see him there. It looks like he knows what he's doing.
That's it. He's not making mistakes. That's the biggest thing that you have to know. There's trust. And if the coaches trust you where they can put you on the field and you're not going to make the kind of mistake at a critical spot that contributes to costing you a game.
Okay. Is there anything interesting about him?
Not yet. I can find out for you, but
ask
to
him.
Me,
say,
it's just
Bryce,
one of,
is there anything interesting about you?
And you always find stuff out when you talk to people that way, I think.
Well, yeah, I agree. But you have Bears All Access to learn things. And you know what? Yeah. I actually felt bad because when I heard Mark Mariani on Bears All Access, I found him really likable, and he's a guy you root for. Unfortunately, I have to be done with him. Do you think the Bears are?
I think part of the issue, the guy's in front, and you have to have someone that you trust to take over. And the natural guy that you would talk about would be Eddie Royle. And Jeff Rogers, the special teams coordinator, talked about how he considered making a change a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
the problem is Royle got hurt before the Bears had an opportunity to make any kind of move. And Royle has been unavailable since with the knee injury. So that's why they've been going with Mariani to this point as at least a punt return man.
I'll say this, and we make a lot of fun of John Fox because he deserves every bit of it, because half the time I don't know what he's talking about, and he's secretive, and he's ridiculous sometimes to deal with. But whatever he does coaching-wise, Zach, I mean, look, I don't want to use the dreaded P word here for the Bears, but they're still, let me just say, they're in that picture. It's a big picture, but they're in that picture. I mean, whatever he does, I don't know what he does. I know he's a terrific coach. I know he's always been a terrific coach. I don't know what he is on Sunday. Sometimes I wonder. But the rest of the week, they've got exactly what was sort of advertised with him, haven't they?
Yeah, I think I'll tell you what he does. For example,
give it to me.
This is a guy that adjusts on the fly, and you just look at the last two games. You know, the first defensive series, last game against St. Louis.
Yeah.
Rams get the ball, what, on the 20-yard
right
line?
Right down the field, yeah.
Seven-play drive, mm-hmm. 80 yards. They score a touchdown. And then from that point forward, then they killed the Bears there with play action in the early going of the game. And then from that point forward, punt. You had the field goal after the Mariani turnover. So they held him there, which was a big deal. Fumble, punt, punt, punt to end the first half.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing those kinds of adjustments. The week before against San Diego, Chargers start at the 37-yard line, 8-play, 63-yard touchdown drive. Remember, Danny Woodhead was creating havoc against the Bears' defense?
He was.
They adjust, punt, fumble, punt, field goal, punt, punt, and so on and so forth. That's what you're getting from this coaching staff. He also doesn't just spend time with the defense, which is his forte.
Mm-hmm.
He spent time with the Bears running backs, the youngsters, Jeremy Langford and Kadeem Carey. And Kadeem Carey yesterday. And
nothing
and,
for this. Please, Zach. How about, you know, a little tip of the cap or something?
Yeah, if I said something funny, you would not respond.
Yeah,
you've been doing
this
for a long time, and you just sit there in silence.
That's not true.
Because he's a hateful bastard. That's right. He would not respond.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily that he's either or, but I'm kidding. Anyway, but he spent time talking to the running backs because of his background as a defensive guy, as a defensive coordinator, to kind of give him a little tips on what he was seeing the Rams doing and how it would help them cause the Rams some problems. I hear the music, which means I got to give you nuggets and tidbits.
Yep.
Keep this in mind, because again, Jay Cutler to me is the key to all of this. 9 straight games now without throwing multiple interceptions. It's the second longest active streak among any quarterback in the National Football League. Tom Brady leads the thing with 15. Cutler this season, 1.8% interception percentage. His career average is 3.3%.
Wow.
Last year, 2.2%. That's something to keep in mind. He's also got a 95.3 passer rating. The average passer rating in the National Football League this year, 90.4. So it's not just with the eyes where Jay Cutler looks better. The stats prove it, and that's why the Bears have begun to turn it up a notch over the last few weeks.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
See you, guys.
Zach has been brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons.
Back we go to you on the phone lines if you like. 312-644-6767. For a 4-5 team, it's a relatively sanguine Bears Monday today. So come be a part of it. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Cub fans, the Score is your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Bobby around with Molly and Hanley.
It's a great day in the city of Chicago. My favorite baseball team is on my favorite sports talker.
Starting in spring of 2016, listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, veterans. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I want to talk to you about your mortgage options as a veteran. Here's what you can do. You can take up to 100% cash out of your home because you're a veteran. You'll never pay monthly mortgage insurance because you're a veteran. And you can buy a house with no money down. You get it, because you're a veteran. Call me today at 888-59-LOANS and learn your options. There are little to no closing costs to refinance with HLP Mortgage. If you believe you're paying too much with your current mortgage, if you're paying monthly PMI, if you're struggling with bills and other payments that you would like to eliminate before the holidays, then call today. The number again is 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. And remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois 60148.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yay, Sam. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.